Best non-U.S. city. This was a very, very interesting one here. We had so many great candidates that came up in the mix here for this one. And looking at the ones that got only one vote in this one here, one vote for Prague. We had one vote for, I believe it was only one vote. Yes, only one vote for Tokyo.
Yep.
One vote for Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
One for Milan.
Milan.
One for Sydney.
Not to be confused with Milano.
Yes. I like those. I know somebody else that does too. Milan, one for Sydney. Two others from the same continent, which we'll get back to in a moment here. One vote for Singapore. One for Jerusalem. One for Montreal. You know, Bret Hart wasn't voting for that one. One for Puerto Vallarta. One for London, one for Paris. So those are the ones that got one vote apiece in the balloting here. There were two votes for Vancouver. So other ones that got more than one vote, two for Vancouver, two votes for Amsterdam. There were two votes for Rome. I'm voting for you, Romy.
That's right.
There were two votes for Melbourne. Yes, that was the spoiler here on the same continent one.
Yes.
So that was got two for Amsterdam, as we said. So those were
Monte Carlo got two as well.
And Monte Carlo, yeah. Yes, Monte Carlo did as well. I voted for Monte Carlo, and again, never been there, but just from what I've seen on TV, I love the Monte Carlo Grand Prix. You really get to see the landscape of it a lot with that race, and it's hands down the greatest street race in the history of civilization, and something that's really a lot of fun to watch the same day always as the Indianapolis 500. That's what makes it a great game. There's a NASCAR, there's more than one person I know, it's a NASCAR fan. It's like, well, what about the Coca-Cola 600? Sorry, those are the two I care about, Indy 500 and the Monte Carlo Grand Prix. But those are the ones that got more than one vote but did not win. Our winner in this category with four votes, very interesting to me because it just sort of snuck up. Of all the ones here tonight, I'm not going to say it's an unlikely winner, but there's not that one oomph factor that you find with it. Our winner with four votes is Toronto. And just, you know, kind of surprising to me. I mean, it's a very metropolitan type city. A lot of people from all over the world that settle there. I mean, it's sort of like got that New York melting pot thing to it.
Well, you've been there.
I actually have never been there.
You haven't,
I've never been there. That's the only one of the big four Hall of Fames I haven't been to. I really want to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Never been to Toronto. I am going to remedy that at some point in the next year or two.
Well, you'll be glad that it moved. That's for sure.
Okay.
It's not the place where it used to be. Very surprising.
Yeah.
Probably the least likely winner out of any of the categories to this point.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. I mean,
by far. Probably the least likely winner. And just least exciting winner.
Yeah.
Not that they're, you know, just kind of a ho-hum winner.
I'm just surprised. I mean, I feel the same way you do on this. I mean, I voted for Monte Carlo. You know, say what you will about it, but I mean, again, you know, oomph, class, excitement. Monte Carlo's got everything, and I realize it may not be a vote for everybody, but you know, Monte Carlo, I think most would agree, has got more going for it than Toronto, but. And then again, like I said, I do want to see the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, so I guess that makes me a hypocrite, but that's one thing I want to see there. But so I voted for Monte Carlo. Dave, you were one of two votes for Melbourne, and you know the two votes here, actually, you and your wife both casting votes from that. You guys, of course, both got to see that. Talk about your experiences there and what you and Pam thought of the city.
Yeah, Melbourne is where we actually landed first, and then we went to Sydney, so it was going to be one or the other. And we just like Melbourne a lot better. It's surprising how much of a rivalry there is between Melbourne and, or as they say, Melbourne and Sydney, between the two cities. But they're both very nice, very clean. They love their sports. They love their Aussie rules. They love their rugby.
Aussie Rules is great.
Yeah. Aussie Rules is kind of getting putting in the back door to like rugby now. Mm. There's a lot of fans for rugby. So I also, when I looked at this, I said to myself, I'm only going to vote for a non-U.S. city that I've actually been to.
Okay.
So that kind of limited myself to a couple spots in Canada, and of course Australia. So that was pretty much it for me.
If you would, let's play travelogue here for a second here. I'd like you to elaborate on something here for the listeners. You talked mm-hmm. about a rivalry between Melbourne and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some differences between the cities, how they see one another. Is there any parallel to, like, L.A. versus New York, Washington versus whatever? I mean, what could you relate that to for the Americans if there is any parallel?
Melbourne is a little older. Sydney's okay. a little bit more modern okay. with their buildings
All right.
and their skyline. Melbourne's a little bit more old school.
Okay.
You know, it's on the southern end of Australia, whereas Sydney's a little farther north, kind of middle of Australia. I'd also say that Sydney is probably a little bit more up on the, you know, with the Opera House and things.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably a little bit more, keen on the arts. But the people are great in both spots. The only other ones on this list I've really been to is Toronto, Cancun. That's about it. So I guess whereas it was funny, you know, my wife's been to Europe, she's been to Canada, she's been to Mexico, not just Cancun,
mm-hmm.
And she's been to parts of South or Northern Africa, and Melbourne was the first thing out of her mind, you know. So.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because again, these were two of my favorite categories because it really was diverse. I mean, any list that's got Singapore and Jerusalem back to back has got a lot going for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Puerto Vallarta, I mean, there were some touristy type. Well, a lot of these are touristy to whatever extent, but some of them heavily. The fact that Cancun is on the list here, two for Vancouver, and that, like I said, that really makes me cross my fingers even more. One of the two votes from Vancouver was one of the gentlemen you heard from earlier tonight, our buddy Russ Cohen from Sportsology. So really crossing my fingers for my boy. I want to see him at the Olympics there next February. So here's hoping everything goes good with the credentialing. I know everybody and their grandmother's trying to get credentials here for it, but the fact that he put Vancouver down on this, I'm crossing my fingers even more for my boy that he makes it there. Really interesting category. Again, an odd sort of backdoor selection here, but we raise the Dundee Award to Toronto for the best non-U.S. city, joining in the pantheon from last year, Canada, for best non-U.S. country. So there you go. A little bit of consistency there.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. That's right.
We got to get the Terrence and Phillip version.
Yes.
Best U.S. city.
Are we allowed to play that?
Probably not. No. No. I will tell you one time on North Coast Hockey Tonight, Belfie and I ended up playing that over Paul Teeple's objections, and Teeple pretty much went ballistic on us. So that was outstanding. In deference, I'd forgotten about how many F-bombs there were in the song, or I might have agreed with Teeple, but chances are Belfie would have played it anyways.
Yes.
Best U.S. city. This one here is another one of a shocker. We saw a number of these ones keep coming up. Some cities I didn't expect to see represented necessarily here, but there were only a handful of cities that only got one vote for best non-U.S. city. And these were the ones. These are the ones that only got one vote. There was one vote for Washington, D.C. There was one vote for Phoenix, one for Philadelphia, one for San Diego, and one for Los Angeles. So that's it. Those are the only out of 25. And by the way, 24 of our 25 voters cast ballots in this one. So
mm-hmm.
that means we had a lot of clumping up here in this one. The fact that there was only one vote apiece for, and I'll repeat them again here, D.C., Phoenix, Philadelphia, San Diego, and Los Angeles. Those are the only ones to get only one vote.
And I'm surprised San Diego didn't get more than one vote either.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised on that one, but it's a little under the radar. It's one of these ones where it's a fun thing, but I don't know how many of us have ever even been there. And if you're there, you probably swear by it and would never want to leave. But unless you're there, it just strikes me you probably can't fully appreciate it from the outside. I'm going to get back to our second place one here in a moment and talk about some of the other ones that got multiple votes, because the second place one is the one I thought would win in a landslide, and boy, was I wrong. There were multiple votes, which I was surprised to see, and to my knowledge, I believe, and I didn't put anybody through strong screening here, but I believe all of the members of the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences that cast ballots are hetero, and yet San Francisco comes up with four votes here tonight. So, reasons beyond that.
And to be honest with you, San Francisco was probably in my top three. I think Key West would have been there, didn't get a vote. Vegas was the one I voted for, but Frisco, it is a great city. You got to get there.
San Francisco was Lakewood, Ohio in the top three.
Well, no comment, but they're all equally good cities. I don't know about Lakewood so much, but
all right. Well, San Francisco on there. By the way, is it true that at the ballpark out there in Frisco for the seventh inning stretch that they play the old Billy Gunn song Ass Man for the seventh inning stretch?
No, they don't do that, but they have great garlic fries.
Do they? Okay.
Yes. All great. Right. And they don't like the Dodgers.
Yeah, that we know that's definitely the case there.
Yes.
Big strong rivalry, NoCal, SoCal in baseball. San Francisco with four votes in the mix here. I'm looking to see what else, in addition to our second place one, got multiple votes, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
There was San Francisco that got that. Our second place one here tonight, again, that's what I cast a vote for, and I would have thought that it would have been the winner. Interestingly enough, it made a late run, and as you look at this here, Dave, again, this spreadsheet chronicles these basically as they came in. This one registered one vote in like the first 10, then it picked up another one, then it picked up four in a row later on and got the last vote here tonight, but it wasn't enough. With seven votes in second place, Las Vegas. I voted for Las Vegas. It came up short. You voted for Las Vegas. I know a lot of people voted for the first place one on the grounds that you can do anything there, but Las Vegas is very underrated in the same regard. You can go to Vegas and you can do anything. People are one-dimensional on thinking gambling or whatever, or maybe they think shows, but you can do so many different things in Las Vegas, you know, from the shopping to the whatever. The FDH New York Bureau, when he was just there, caught a Triple A ball game. Brave guy, although I guess they have they do have the things that'll spray the mist on you when you're out there in the bleachers or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when it's hot, it's oppressive there. But, you know, it's funny. You basically walk down the strip and you walk in front of an open door to a casino and you feel the air conditioning just flowing out. I mean, it's the city of excess.
Yeah.
It's the city of, you know, basically your vices. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't seem like it's real.
That's
true. And it's not. It's a reality. It's a fantasy world, basically.
It is.
And but it's also, you know, it's you look at Las Vegas and everyone says to themselves, why didn't I think of this?
That's true.
You know, make gambling legalized. We'll have these casinos in the middle of the desert and where there's no water and blah blah blah, you know. So it kind of surprised me that it's not number one, but I've never been to the number one city on the list. So.
I haven't either, in all fairness, but number one on the list, New York. I wouldn't have thought that would have been the case. Part of the reason being, and there are some people who voted, again, the FDH New York Bureau coming to mind, Russ Cohen, who lives outside of Philly, but has spent a ton of time in New York. A lot of time in New York in his lifetime. Buck Woodward from PWI, who has spent a lot of time in New York in his life. So we had some East Coast representation here, but it wasn't exclusively East Coast people voting on New York. And there's a real love-hate thing with the city of New York. And yet it hangs on. 8-7. Again, Vegas, just by the skin of its teeth, Las Vegas losing this one here. But oh, how close it was. Agonizingly close. New York just built up that strong lead. I think it had about 5 of the first 10 that came in and hung on, survived the wait. Only 2 of the last half of the ballots that came in went for New York. But based on the early lead in the balloting, they hung on by the skin of their teeth, 8-7. New York wins this over Vegas for best U.S. city. Again, you and I have never been there, but it seems curious to me as it does to you.
Yeah, and probably the only thing I can regret as far as not being to a sporting venue is never getting to go to Yankee Stadium, or at least old Yankee Stadium, or Yankee Stadium Part 2 in this case. You know, it's just not a, I guess it's not, it's closer than Vegas.
Yeah.
I've been to Vegas 4 or 5 times, never been to New York. It does keep in mind that having 25 people voting on this, you know, when you finally get the winner, you have a true winner. You don't have 10 people picking 10 different answers, or 8 people picking 8 different answers and 2 people pick 2. You know, like you were saying, it's in chronological order. You had a good run from New York. You had a good run from Vegas. You've got people who are voting who are all over from the country, have had different experiences. And maybe they're picking New York for different reasons. Maybe they're picking it for the shows. Maybe they're picking it for the sports city. Maybe they're thinking just old school and Wall Street and you know, just the way the city is made up. Maybe they're thinking about the drivers. I don't know.
Could probably be.
But
I mean, there's a lot of good reasons potentially.
Yeah.
For that, but it's just very interesting. I guess it's not as big of a surprise as Toronto winning, just because there's nothing about Toronto that would come to mind where, like, oh, of course that's going to win. I mean, New York, you expect it to get some votes. I don't think so it's a surprise and a difference.
Well, Toronto is, I will give Toronto this. I've only seen Phantom of the Opera once, and it was in Toronto.
Okay.
So Toronto is becoming like a show destination, an off-Broadway show destination, if people are into that kind of thing.
Right.
And, you know, they're, you know, it's not an American city, so you've got some things that are a little bit different for being, you know, an international city. And people sometimes like that. They just want to get out of the country, even though it's Toronto, they still want to get out of the country, and that's where they're going.
Right.
Not necessarily somewhere I would go back to eventually in the top 10 list, but I guess I could justify it a little bit with that.
Yeah. It's surprise. I mean, maybe it's not the biggest shock in the world, but it's kind of somewhat surprising. Mm-hmm. We got a IM from the FDH New York Bureau. He says, I voted for Butner, North Carolina. Sincerely, Bernie Madoff.
Yes, I'm hope his stay is going very well.
Yes, I'm sure that it will be. So New York, again, gets the Dundee Award here, Best U.S. City.
Yay.
In the Pantheon here, our inductee